Tantor Audio presents Magic for a Price by Devin Monk. Narrated by Emily Durante. Chapter 1. I never expected cookies at the end of the world. Some other more violent dessert, perhaps, like volcano cake or devil's food or, heck, maybe even zucchini muffins, since everyone knows zucchini is evil. But cookies? Those are happy life-goes-on desserts. And that was exactly what my best friend Nola was cooking, by the truckload. 2 days ago, I had led a small group of magic users, who were also my friends, in a magical battle for the safety of the people and magic in Portland, Oregon, against Jingo Jingo, a powerful and mad death magic user. The only reasons they'd needed me, Allie Backstrom, to lead them were, one, we were on the run, and two, our backup for the fight. Hounds, who, like me, tend to work in the shadier corners of the city tracking down illegal spells, would listen only to one of their own. Magic had been poisoned, a problem we still haven't solved, and it was spawning the Veiled, ghosts of dead magic users who were infecting and killing the living. Not that anyone in the Authority would have believed us about any of that. We had fought Jingo and the entire Authority, the secret group of people who decide who uses magic and how. None of us had gotten out of that fight unscathed. Some of us would carry those wounds and the things magic had done to us for the rest of our lives. Jingo Jingo was dead, but we still hadn't come up with a cure for magic. Which was why we were all here at Kevin Cooper's estate. We had to find a way to cure magic before Leander and Isabel, two undead and super powerful magic users who made Jingo Jingo look like a fluffy puppy when it came to madness and magic, showed up to kick what...